Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now you're listening to Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
A lot of people are nominating Shane. Like, Shane's all talk. Like,
that's, he is all talk.
It's all a bit. So
yeah, yeah, and he even admits it. So,
like,
you know.
I know that you're like, oh, he's got a beard. I'm like, that makes him scary. Like,
it's he drives a motorcycle, yo.
He makes meat. That must mean he's a killer. No, he's just an insecure guy with a beard. That's all he is. And I mean that in the most loving way possible.
And how could it not be inferred as loving when you say something like that?
When you say it that way. No disrespect.
When you say he's a complete, yeah, exactly. No disrespect, right.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
Felt a little bit like disrespect. But it's okay. We dish it, we can take it. It's one of our mottos around here.
I like that the station is in a place where people reference other shows, people go on other shows. And this is the way it's supposed to be, and the way that talk radio has always been when it's been at its best in this city. And this city has a great history of talk radio.
I think it is the best. I think it's fun. You know, we'll talk about all the sports teams and all that. We do plenty of it. We need 20 hours a week, a little bit of fun and just entertainment. Take people behind the curtain a little bit. And I was out and about and was doing a lot of things this morning, so I actually did not get to spend as much time. I'm normally with Owen during Molly and Hall, but I often do catch a lot of Bernstein and Rahimi and Lawrence's show. But I missed it today. I did not hear very much of it, and I apologize for that. But Tanny is always listening. And he has, we'll start with the Mullion Haw mention.
I heard this in transition. This was very good stuff in transition.
Okay, so
today.
Apparently a lot of mentions are happening here, and we're just going to play it and then respond.
Where is Dylan Covey? He may be in
Dylan
the-
Covey!
Yeah.
Dylan Covey is news. From Southern California.
But there's news about him. He may have landed somewhere. I saw him recently on, was it, again, this is a problem. I get up awful early, and I go through Twitter, and I'm like, hey, I'll mention something to David that is either true or not true. What was the most recent? Oh, about your woman leaving.
David Chicago
Ross's
Met.
Girlfriend. Yeah. So I said it to David, and he was like, no, no. And I'm like, was that wrong? Like, did I make that one up? And then he found it and was very excited.
He was right.
I mean, Tori, what's her name?
Levito. I believe. Yeah.
David Ross's love.
Yeah.
Celebrity gossip and Dylan Covey gossip.
Oh, that's where I go.
That's where I saw Dylan Covey sign it somewhere in Japan. Is it Japan or the KBO? What something? There's Dylan Covey news. If anyone has access to a computer, look it up.
To the internet.
To the internet we go.
I did not know that. But that's where I go for all my pop culture references is Mully or People
right.
Magazine.
Thank
same
you.
Thing.
Same animal.
Mully Magazine.
that would be a thing.
Mully. It's sort of like Oprah Obscure. Magazine where it's always Mully on the cover.
But it's right. And it's always obscure former White Sox news.
Right.
Awesome
that
magazine.
Would be great.
Only for the six people that would.
No, there's a little bit. There's like
I
subscribe.
Would pay good money for that
there's
magazine.
There's a little bit of soccer in there every once in a while.
Sure.
But
who's going to have the surly column at the end of the magazine?
Oh yeah, that we should do one.
Biggs.
It would be. Yeah.
He is taking questions for the Bears mailbag, according
to
Twitter.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. I just can see him. I mean, if you want, like, to leave you in the right frame of mind. He just Biggs unfiltered would be what I would
see.
That's the key.
That's him telling stories about like smoking a cigar and drinking a bottle of bourbon with Greg Blosh on a porch somewhere,
among other things.
I love this magazine already. Yeah. Shane will do the cooking column. Like, this is all coming together pretty well.
You just who invited Shane?
Yeah, no, you don't want to make Shane a part of things. He ruins everything.
Don't you need a good villain for a Mully magazine?
He's on the front cover.
No, the front cover has to be Mully.
Exactly.
Wow.
So
it all developed very naturally and delightfully.
It was real fun for a long time.
As transitions, it was fun. I was enjoying the different pictures of Mully every month on the cover of Mully magazine. And then out of nowhere, our guy Shane just gets absolutely destroyed.
What's weird there is that Layla is coming to this from such an innocent, earnest place.
Genuine
friendship with Shane. Like, Shane and Layla are in the same social circle, right? Not direct all the time together, but they hang out often. And so she's like, well, then Shane could be included with the cooking column. And it just screeches everything to a halt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, and it's fine. Satan could be there.
It's fine. Bernstein can have his column about talking about dumbass bird's nest in his stupid backyard.
Yeah.
Mully can talk about being in the FBI or whatever the hell they say he's in. I don't care. Take your magazine. I'll go make my own magazine.
I'm a little confused on the government agency and Mully situation.
He's got stories.
That's the thing. Like, between the morning show and Dan and Layla, that they think that he's actually in the CIA or the FBI.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, should we start our own magazine and exclude them?
Fine. But here's the thing. I'm all about inclusion, as we know.
That's led to a terrible softball team.
Yeah. I'd like to have a magazine where everybody's involved.
Score
Except
magazine.
Except for Bernstein and just dumbass birds and lilacs. We get it, dude. Your backyard has rabbits. You're the only one.
Puzzles.
Oh, lilacs smell good. I had no idea. Yeah. What's the next crossword clue?
Yeah. What's a 5-letter word for rabbit? Jackass.
That's actually 7 letters.
Whatever, dude. Come on.
I'm a magazine writer, not a roll.
What's a 7-letter word for Bernstein? Jackass.
All right, good.
So why won't Mully let you in his magazine? And Haw also thought, it was like, well, who invited Shane? There's a lot of partner support there.
Yeah, I thought David and I had a better relationship than that.
Apparently not.
Okay.
We both like crappy country music, and we talk about that, and I don't know. I helped him request his vacation days the other day, so I don't really know what I did to disturb
this place
David
falls off. Apart without you.
Yeah.
Can we be honest? You don't get enough respect for all of the things you do. You have 17 jobs around here.
Yeah, we know which one he cares about the most.
It's all about survival, baby.
Woo!
All about survival.
Oh, well, we are first on his email signature line, executive producer of the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Very nice.
That first. Makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. But you start all of your other jobs earlier than this one. So I feel like sometimes those other jobs burn you out by the time 2:00 rolls around.
Is that why he's so angry?
And he gets real angry and he just starts throwing haymakers on the air because he's done 4 different jobs by the time the show starts.
X amount of hours to fit the other stuff in because I don't want to go home and be the guy that continues to work. I just want to go home, cook dinner, relax, get hammered. And then I just want to come back the next day and start all over.
Right. I respect that. But, man, we get angry Shane. And it's one of my favorite
versions. All right,
Kenny,
who's attacking me next?
We have more. I forgot. Sorry. Let's hear more.
I got the Pizza Hut Club where you get the personal pan pizza, and that was pretty great. I was a big fan. I read a lot of books that year.
Was that for perfect attendance or straight A's? Or
like if you just read books or something, then you got the Pizza Hut.
I done read a book. I got your highfalutin fancy book learning. Well, you can get yourself a pizza pie.
That's pretty much how it went, actually. And I was okay with that because I ate a lot of pizza. We talk about pizza too much on this show for not having any. Now that we're here every day, we might have to do like pizza brunch day or something.
But doesn't the afternoon show own pizza now? Like they invented that. No one else can eat pizza here because they have Pizza Fridays.
Well, we're having...
Gotta be careful. Can't eat food because Shane works here.
Fridays
or pizza. We own it. No one else can have it.
Well, but Spiegel's on tomorrow. Can't we, like, broker a deal or something?
We'll see. He will throw pineapple on the pizza and ruin it for everyone, though.
Spiegel will put pineapple on his pizza.
And that's fine. You just can't do it on a communal pizza. Get your own pizza. Put whatever you want on there. But don't ruin everyone else's pizza with your pineapple.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want that on like a shared pizza because it could bleed over a little bit, like the juice can run.
You know why you can't have pizza Friday? Because you got the topping wrong, you stupid midday show. It's not pineapple, it's onions.
It's onion, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, wasn't that previously speaks as a multiple time offender?
Yeah.
I'm the toppings?
I'm a pizza terrorist, clearly. and my weapons of choice have been both pineapple and onions. So Jay's not wrong there. What strikes me, though, is the genuine anger and disdain in the voice of the lovely Jay Zawoski. I mean, I don't usually hear him like that. It's almost is.
What did we do to Jay?
Is Brent Seabrook involved in our show somehow?
I mean, contract. Something. It's our fault.
No
something
clue,
like that.
We did, gave him the non-movement
did
clause.
Did Stan Bowman give us a non-movement clause too?
People hate us because we have fun.
Because they ain't us. Yeah, oh yeah. No, yeah. What yes. You were going to say?
Yeah, yeah. Because we have fun and they just sit there in their chairs and talk sports all day.
All of a sudden, we're Kevin Durant here, or LeBron, yeah. Or Venus Williams.
I like it.
Can't talk about food. Nobody can eat food because I work here. Yeah. You have a podcast about being fat. Like you have a podcast where you talk about being fat and eating all the fat.
You can't
foods.
Do it here though.
You literally
you
can, do it
because you work here.
Jesus Christ!
Can't talk
man.
About food because Shane works here.
I didn't ask for this life. I didn't ask to be the guy that's,
what is
that's
the life that
referenced about food all the time just because I like to post about cooking. I'm not trying to shoehorn myself.
Yes,
into that.
You are.
No, I'm not.
That you carved out quite an identity as one as a food guy. That's good. It's healthy.
Yeah, but
wasn't
I'm not
that intentional?
It. Like when Jay and Dan asked me to do Shane's Meat Live, I'm not pitching Shane's Meat Live to them. They're coming to me.
Mm.
You're but, the content king.
Yeah.
No.
We can go back to stunts.
Parlay Prince content king.
Doctor NBA.
Yes, hello. Someone pays the doctor.
Oh, yes. Oh, I do need. I would like to talk to the doctor at some point today. I have NBA issues.
Ooh, he's on sabbatical. Yeah. Once again.
He's always on sabbatical when we meet him.
And you know what? I got to be honest. Every time I do go to the doctor, Dr. NBA, he ends up prescribing more basketball. So, I mean, am I wasting my copay?
It's a very specific thing. Every time. Every ale. It's just basketball.
You're going to need some more basketball.
It's basketball, basketball, basketball.
Other than the one person that it did kill, how has it worked for you so far? Pretty well, I'd say, right?
Yes, it's true.
I think this texter has a really good idea. I'd like to. We have a very short show tomorrow, so we don't really have much of a show.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to want to be included in Pizza Friday and for some reason think that they can't order pizza or that pizza orders don't work to shows other than us. Why don't, on behalf of the Parkins and Spiegel show,
we'll send them a pizza
with onion and pineapple.
I think that's a great call.
I think, right? Maybe we just send them a large onion and pineapple pizza and just say that they have our permission to have pizza or yes. Food or fun anytime they want.
Yeah. Can we still get the Lou Malnati's one in the shape of a heart? Because sure. That would really be nice.
Yeah, you can have fun on your radio show without prefacing that you're going to have fun now.
So coming up next, it's time for fun.
Yeah, we're going to have fun in the next segment.
When is our scheduled fun?
Come on, dude.
At 4:40, is that the appointed fun time?
That's the fun segment. You got to do it at the end of the hour because they're the shorter segments. You don't want to have fun at the top
of the
hour.
Thank God.
Dan Bernstein sitting across from you, you think you're going to have fun.
let's make sure we tease the fun really thoughtfully and perfectly and angrily.
Make sure you break on time and punctual for the fun.
Talk about last night's game. Hey, let's put on a beat reporter. Oh, we got Casey Johnson at 5:20.
Hey, some people can talk. And it doesn't matter what they do, all right?
That's true. That's true.
Lots of things are coming out right here. I'm censoring myself from saying
you really are.
Are you?
I'm going to turn my mic off. Just pop me down.
Well, seriously, I mean, obviously, Zawoski's been holding on to some pineapple anger in my direction for a long time.
It's just general anger. Salute. You know, I don't know if you guys know about Pizza Friday, but it was a thing that we started during the pandemic when we were the essential heroes here. And, you know, it's just a thing that we did on Fridays. You know, we'd order pizza and eat it. There's a lot of bad info out there.
Because it was the end of the week.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Week
very important part of it. Yeah.
Right, I get
and
it.
Zawoski, yeah. Not a part of it because he was not one of the essential heroes that was coming in. So I think he feels left out, which is fine. We've never excluded anyone from Pizza Friday. Just we can't eat pizza when we're not here.
You just had to be a first responder hero who was here during the pandemic.
No, if you want to hang out with the first responder heroes, you're more than welcome to join us in the pizza.
Because
you can get sued over that. Like not, you know, excluding someone from the pizza.
No, we're an inclusive show.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly right.
And now that Tanny and I are focusing on our health and both dropping a significant amount of weight, we're not really
two Pizza Friday bye weeks we just had.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
We've passed on Pizza Friday 2 weeks in a row. You know what that's called? Self-control and willpower.
Friday.
Yeah, self-control, willpower, Friday.
Mob.
Just eat a head of butter lettuce.
Baby, yeah. Baby dill, yeah.
Dill baby, yeah.
Dill baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You guys, you don't have to have the pizza. You could just have the pineapple and the onion. then. If you're looking to shave some calories and some fun from your life.
Sure.
Big time, Unkins!
Big time, baby.
Texter from the 262 says that they should pay for my therapy, and I agree.
I hadn't heard either of those two clips until that just now. That was lovely. I enjoyed both of those things immensely. Pineapple and onion pizza.
Coming their way on Friday.
Okay, on Friday. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it on
Friday. You guys really all just caught some stray bullets there, man.
I know.
The three of you, I mean.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
Tanny is just Switzerland.
He belongs to
everyone. I'm all things to all people. I didn't say it. Layla said it.
That's true. God, people love Tanny.
Everybody, they really do, because he doesn't say that much.
They should hear what he says behind their back, though.
They got to put up with these guys, am I right, crowd?
These guys with their fun and their food. I hate them. I get it, actually. When you put it like that, it's easy to hate us. Shane, we love you even if no one else does. Okay.
Yeah.
This place would fall apart without you.
No, it'd be fine.
It might
operate even cleaner.
Is that possible? This is a well-oiled machine around here. Speaks was touched by a baseball angel on his porch that I'm pretty sure was influenced by scotch. It's next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Kind of came out of nowhere, like so many things in baseball do.
So what's great about our game. You just when you think you got it figured out and you know what's going to happen, not so much.
I cannot say that it is our game, but it is yours. It is baseball, and you were touched by the baseball angel last night on your porch. Paint a picture for us, Mr. Baseball play-by-play, of how you were taking in that late Cubs game.
You know, the wife is out of town, and so I'm solo this week, and the late baseball game. All right, so what do you do? What's the opportunity? I think I've told you before, I have the balcony in the condo is not very big, but I got the absolute biggest balcony couch that could possibly fit there. Like lots of measuring and shopping around. I think it's a 94-inch long couch.
Sure.
Whatever. And so had the iPad sitting out there for the outdoor TV. We were just talking yesterday about how watching TV outside feels like living in the future. Shane Reardon has a better outside TV situation than me. I suspect that very soon... You will, Danny Parkins. The way you were talking about that outdoor TV that was at Apt when you walked into the appliance store the other day.
That is such a vanity luxury purchase that just right now there are more pressing needs sure. for the house. But I mean, at some point,
you got to get a monitor out there, right?
I know. I think so.
Have the guys in the golf course chip in. You know, if you want to see a nice TV out here, go ahead, throw in a little something.
It's possible.
Just imagine walking by on the 13th fairway, and there's a big ball game on. You could pause for a moment
yeah,
and watch.
Too much of a traffic jam there.
Like a little donation
move along,
cup.
Folks. Move along. This is my TV.
It's not a bad idea. Like yeah. that billboard on the highway back in the day with the Rodman hair. Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll set up a big thing of lemonade, and you can swing by for your troubles and your chip in.
Check the score. You know, you guys are making a lot of good points. All right, I'll have one by the end of the summer.
I know. Of course you will.
I'm working on it.
You'll have some way. I mean, you could obviously just bring a laptop or an iPad or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's what I got now. I do just bring
that's
out
what,
the
that's
iPad.
That's what I do.
But yeah, there's smart TVs are getting
I
great
know,
now.
I so. Dream of something bigger. In fact, I used to have the projector. Like the projector you could hook up to your phone.
That's nice.
And project that like on the little outside, the column that's outside in my little condo balcony, you know?
Well, because the permanent outdoor TV is nice, but you got to pay up a lot to have it be
weatherproof.
Absolutely. But the smart TVs, man, if you can get Wi-Fi out on your porch, which I know you can, like, yeah. they're just so easy. I was going to tell you one of the ones, just one plug. Just plug it in. It's on the Wi-Fi.
It's
and you
amazing.
42-inch TV, and it's 20 pounds. Yeah. So it's so easy to move. It's great.
Yeah, hell, if it falls off the balcony and I kill somebody and
I
break it.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, no big deal.
That
just
many
get
stories
one.
Up, it's a problem. On my deck, not as much of an issue. But yes.
But anyway, so had the iPad out there lying on the couch and had the speaker, the outdoor speaker, the Sonos, right behind my head. And I was listening to the radio, listening to the great Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer do the game. And, you know, as we've been doing Spiegel Idol and stuff, I'm obviously listening with a different kind of ear, and it was super instructive because the radio was a little bit behind the TV, and I could hear how they were choosing to talk about the thing that had just happened. So it was actually kind of super instructive
sure.
to a budding play-by-play wannabe. So as I was listening to that, they were so great. They were just having fun, late night West Coast game. I did the one last week or whatever, like that feeling of there's nobody at all in the ballpark except you since you're not
yes.
traveling. Like it's a different level of freedom. And those guys, somehow, they were talking about a picnic, right? And talking about like what kind of food you might enjoy at a picnic.
Zach, thank you. And between innings, Zach indicated, Ron, that he wouldn't mind going on a picnic for 20 consecutive days. And you're kind of a picnic lover, are you, Zach?
Well, there are worse things in life to endure for 20 consecutive days.
That's a good point. Yeah. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Now, how about going to the circus? Would you like going to the circus for 20 consecutive days? You'd love the clowns the first three or four days. Something tells me about day number 17, they might start to get on your nerves just a little.
Wouldn't quite do it just after 17.
Just a little bit. Fernando Tatis Jr. at the plate, 2-0 San Diego, and there is a strike. How about going to a movie 20 consecutive days? Think how dry your mouth would be from all the popcorn that you've eaten.
Between the popcorn, Milk Duds, and Diet Coke, I don't know if I can handle that.
Pot Hughes.
2-0 San Diego in the third. Here is Eric Hosmer. Hosmer also likes going on picnics, we understand.
Egg salad guy. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of matches the uniform.
Do you have a favorite sandwich at picnics?
It's awfully personal.
It is. But we know each other well now.
We do, yes. We've hung out together here at Wrigley for a long time, yep.
Swing and a miss by Hosmer.
I'm kind of a tuna sandwich. I love egg salad. Turkey or ham is kind of, they could work for a little picnic. You know, kind of like tuna pasta salad or a little egg salad. We could do that.
Sure. Here comes the 0-2 to Hosmer. Fastball just inside.
I could go without the clowns, though.
Yeah, yeah. 20 days in a row.
Yeah, I'd get a little tired.
Mm-hmm. What was the sound? I heard the sound you were making with the clown with the
nose.
Oh,
you heard it.
Really, really hoping to hear it again. There it is. Thank you. Two down, and the batter is Jurickson Profar.
So it's 2-0 in the third at this point. I love that.
It's 2-0 in the third. And those guys are just hanging out, talking about a ball game. And
kind of.
Sort of. sort of. There is things that happened in there.
Wait, all you got to do is be better than that, and you get to
come on,
place Pat.
So it's just so relaxed and so fun. I just enjoyed it so much. And then, did Coomer name everything that is available at a picnic?
All sandwiches, yeah.
And salads. Tuna and egg salad and pasta salad. I think he's good with all of it.
I mean, Andy sounds like a good guy to go to a movie with. Popcorn, milk duds, Diet Coke.
That's pretty solid.
It's a good order.
Yeah.
It's a good order.
Oh, God.
20 days in a row of doing any one thing. What would you choose?
A ball game.
Ball game?
Absolutely.
Going to a ball game 20 days in a row?
Going to a ball game 20. I mean, it's kind of a hassle. I'd probably want to have some conveniences to do it. Like,
yeah, 20 days in a row of any one. I'm with Pat. I think it would be an annoyance. Just even golf, I'd be like, I'd get sore. Watching a show, get bored. Maybe a really nice fine dining restaurant, like a high-end steakhouse where you just order a bunch of different things.
Same menu, though, after 20 days?
Yeah, but you get steak one night, fish another night, chicken, other items on the menu.
Yeah, I don't know. 20 days is a lot.
You guys got a suggestion?
Tandy's got a real good one.
I could go to Rosemary every day for 20 days. You wouldn't have everything on the menu. You would never double up, and you'd get to try everything.
It's true. Just dial that in.
Yeah.
You're just sucking up for another reservation.
By the way,
do what you got to do. We're not all Danny Parkins here, folks.
And
I know Shane Reardon.
First of all, you're welcome for when I paid for that meal.
I didn't want to mention it. Yeah. If the audience knows now.
Second of all, I fully assume that Shane has already been there for 20 days in a row. I assume that's already happened.
Why do you think I leave every day at 5:15? It's not to catch the Metro.
It is his spot.
Hey, guys, I got to go catch the Metro. Oh, man.
We said he needs the show needs its place, and then you chose the trendiest restaurant in Chicago.
Yeah, and I got you there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You did, but we don't have our table there. It's not our place yet. Yeah. We've been there once.
Joe will give us a table there if we want it.
No, okay. we need a lunch spot. Let's do a show lunch. You guys want to do a show lunch on Thursday?
No.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. I'd be down all for that. Right.
I'm glad I brought that up.
I have something before the show on Thursday.
Take but that wasn't a yes and, my bad.
No, that was two no's from both of you.
Shut that down.
Guys.
Yeah. I want to do one.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, he shook his head no. Yeah, Danny shook his head.
Tanny's silence was everything.
Tomorrow would be awesome.
Yeah, I know.
You got the early out, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, after the start of the game.
No.
We have a big all-hands meeting. Oh. So before the show tomorrow.
Quarterly.
Before the show tomorrow. So that means I got to come down for the 30-minute show. Okay. You can do that.
Oh, there it is.
Poor guy.
There it is.
Oh. Poor guy.
Oh, no.
Imagine this
guy
working a real job. Huh?
That's right. And that gets us.
Into this?
That gets us to later in the inning. When
these West Coast games, they bring out the best in you, don't they?
I see what's happening here.
Picnics and circuses and dry mouth from popcorn.
Yeah.
Sometimes though, Ron, I've been doing this so long, I wonder, what would I have ever done with my life if it weren't for baseball? I have no idea.
Think about the time between the two of us, right? The time that we've spent in a big league ballpark over the years, right? Or a minor league park, for that matter, with big, but in a ballpark. I've been coming to a park every summer, professionally, since I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer 20.
You're at least 22.
Just this touch more. Right?
Absolutely.
How many years you've been doing professional baseball? Because I know you did some in San Jose. And
this is my, let's see, this is my 39th in a row.
I signed in 1987. It was my first professional year after the draft.
But, Ron, it's an unbelievable way to go through life.
Right?
Being at the ballpark and broadcasting and having fun and watching these great players, best players on the planet.
Yeah, being able to play and now broadcast, nothing I'd rather have done.
You get to a point, you look around, you see what other people do, and sometimes in the summertime you'll be driving in and you'll see construction workers using the I don't even know what you call
them. Jackhammers
to break the concrete, and concrete is flying up and hitting them in the face, and you're thinking, I'm complaining about a 12-inning game?
It's beautiful.
I don't want to come in tomorrow for the 30-minute. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's a joke, people. But that Pat sounded like someone I could relate to there. He's like, I see these people on the side of the road.
Yes.
They're doing things with the concrete. What is it called? And Ron's like, jackhammer. It's like,
okay.
Jackhammer.
Mm-hmm. But then the, like, and I'm complaining about a 12-inning game? No, don't complain about a 12-inning game. Find that gratitude for whatever we get to do in life, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's a beautiful.
Thankful every day.
Don't, absolutely.
And I think that there's room in there for nuance, which we like to find sometimes on this show occasionally. Like, you could be thankful every day and grateful every day that you do it, but it doesn't mean that there are not stresses or bad days at a great job. Those two things can exist.
Of course.
At the same time.
Of course. And you deal with those, but in the end, make sure that you remind yourself how fortunate you are to be alive or how fortunate you are to be doing whatever the hell you're doing. Absolutely. So
fun listen last night.
Yeah, man. Just a fun listen. Those guys have great chemistry. And the West Coast games are fun because it's late and all bets are off, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I like to hear that. So you think, I mean, I know he made the joke in there, but do you think that they are, that conversation doesn't happen? 120 game at Wrigley with 40,000 there?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I think probably not. I think you get a little punchy late at night.
Yeah.
You get a little punchy late at night, and when there's nobody there, and you're also working off a monitor, it's just
feels like no one's listening.
Yeah.
Just can be real relaxed.
Speaking of that, another good article on baseball broadcast crews not traveling by Phil Rosenthal today. John Greenberg wrote it yesterday. You and I have talked about it a few times over the past few weeks, and I agree with what Phil Rosenthal said, which is that baseball fans deserve better. You, the listener and viewer, deserve to have these guys traveling because maybe you don't realize what you've been missing. Some of you, I'm sure, do, but I'm glad that some are speaking up. Benetti talked about it yesterday with Lawrence, and others have talked about it in there, and it's like, MLB needs to step up and help teams figure this out and help with a unified strategy of what to do, because that's something that should not simply go away because the pandemic made it stop.
And you and I have talked about it. We talked about it with Stone. We talked about it with Boog multiple times. And we've talked off air about how you're a little bit more maybe passionate for the discussion than I am. But I think it comes from a fundamental place of agreement on the importance of access. The disagreement, I would say, that I share with some of my media colleagues is, well, A, I don't require it personally to do the job, right? I need to watch the game and have an opinion on the game. And so it's not affecting my livelihood like it is those other guys. But also, I don't really share their concern. I don't believe that, like, the country is not fully open up yet. Many big cities are still have restrictions in major league ballparks. Not everyone is at 100% capacity. Wrigley gets there on Friday. The White Sox get there next week. And Chicago is ahead of New York and LA and places that also employ major league baseball teams. So, like, if I saw that next year, opening day, the country is 100% open, we're not doing tests anymore, the pandemic is actually totally behind us, and then teams were not traveling people because of cost cutting,
yeah,
that would be ridiculous, and I'd be ranting and raving with everybody else. But I don't think there's like a third of the teams that aren't at the vaccination threshold yet,
and
the Cubs being one of them.
And for those teams that aren't at the threshold, then broadcast crews going on the team charter, as they have in the past, is a non-starter. Does not happen.
Which, to me, like, if they can be in a ballpark with 100% capacity where not everybody is vaccinated, and then the broadcast crews are vaccinated, that is silly to me,
yeah,
personally. But I'm not the one making these rules, and every private business is trying to figure out what do they do along state and local and national restrictions and implementations and all that. So all I would say is, like, I just personally don't think we're at, like, the crisis point.
Not a crisis point, but
yet. I think it's going to come back. I think it will be back, and I don't think it's time yet for people to be like, it should have been back already, personally.
Do you think there are corporations choosing not to incur costs under the guise of COVID right now?
Yes.
Are there baseball teams that are doing that? Is it possible that MLB owners would collude with their steward non-leader Rob Manfred to help ensure that that cost doesn't come back, even though it could?
Absolutely.
I think that's happening at this point.
And I think that is something, like, again, it's not that I don't agree with the issue. I just think that there is we will know, and I wish that all of these, and some broadcasters are traveling, and the 85% number is arbitrary, right? It's just what Major League Baseball decided on. other places are doing less numbers. Other sports are not even requiring the number to be public on the number of players who have had vaccinations. So it is an arbitrary data point that they themselves decided.
You and I have touched base on this, checked in on this several times throughout the pandemic. What is going to come back and what is not going to come back? Did you see the big corporate pushback that's happening with back to work? Have you seen this yet?
I've seen that there is some people that are saying that corporations are talking about going back to work, but they have not shown a need to go back to
work. Yeah, no,
right?
I have a specific example that's very entertaining in my opinion.
I would like to hear that. And also, we will get to your existential baseball crisis. Casey Johnson is going to join us in the importance of what fans saying actually mattering. It's all still to come. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Casey Johnson's going to talk some NBA and some basketball, and we're going to reminisce about Tom Thibodeau, who just won Coach of the Year. By the way, the Joker, Nikola Jokic, as expected, just announced as the MVP of the NBA.
Had a little second screen going last night, just using the phone outside. So I had two screens for a split moment, both very small, but to watch Jokic and Denver go against Phoenix last night. And there was a moment where Jokic like caught a pass as he was headed down the lane, and he was totally erratic and out of control for a moment and knew he couldn't shoot it. So he just kind of tossed it to himself off the backboard and then grabbed it and just laid it in like that. The presence of mind for a big to do that on the move. It's so one of so many examples. Watch him for 10 minutes and you're like, oh my God.
He is crazy skilled and crazy efficient. And a lot of the advanced numbers have him having a top 10 season in the history of the sport, which I think calls in some of the advanced numbers into question a little bit and just skewed towards this era and 3-point shooting and all of that. But he played every game and dominated. He was, I had a 40-1 ticket on Embiid before the season that I had a little bit of LeBron action during the season. So this was a worst case scenario outcome for me. But for the last like 30 games,
you've known.
He very clearly, he didn't get hurt. He played every game. LeBron got hurt. Embiid missed time. So it was pretty clear that Jokic was a deserving MVP. I read every article on like what from the pandemic will stay. How will this, our new normal, what will it change going forward? So give me the latest.
Tim Cook sent a note out to Apple employees. That's the boss at Apple, Tim Cook. Tim Apple is what some people call him. And he sent a note out to employees saying they would need to return to the office on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays starting in the fall.
Okay.
Apple's saying, all right. In the fall, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Most employees are allowed to work remotely twice a week. They can also be remote for up to 2 weeks a year, pending manager of approval. And Apple employees got together in their gigantic Slack channel for remote work advocates that has 2,800 members, and they drafted a letter that they've now sent to Tim Cook.
Tim Apple.
We would like to take the opportunity to communicate a growing concern among our colleagues that Apple's remote location flexible work policy and the communication around it have already forced some of our colleagues to quit. Without the inclusivity that flexibility brings, many of us feel we have to choose between either a combination of our families, our well-being, and being empowered to do our best work, or being a part of Apple. Over the last year, we often felt not just unheard, but at times actively ignored, said the Apple employees. Messages.
Shane's getting upset. Here we go, Jim. I can tell.
I feel very passionate about people not coming into work.
Right, as a first responder, as you guys are.
Yeah, as a hero of the radio industry, we know.
Messages like, we know many of you are eager to reconnect in person with your colleagues back in the office, unquote, with no other messaging, acknowledging that there are directly contradictory feelings.
Nope.
Feels dismissive and invalidating. It feels like there is a disconnect between how the executive team thinks about remote work and the lived experiences of many of Apple's employees. And they go on and on and on and end up formally requesting like five different things to have a conversation about whether they will go back to work or not.
So there's a lot there.
Isn't it fascinating? Because we always talk about corporations using the guise of the pandemic to cut costs. This to me sounds like at least some of these employees using the guise of whatever, you know,
that mealy mouth letter to say, let me stay home. Now here, so
I would like to not put on pants again.
So here's what's there's a lot fascinating about that, but you want to know what I just Googled?
What's that?
Apple headquarters cost $5 billion. That is what these huge companies are running into right now. And out in Silicon Valley, because my brother-in-law is a computer engineer for one of the big ones out there. And so...
Which one?
He works for NVIDIA.
Okay.
But...
Never heard of him.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Can't be a good company.
Not the point.
Invisio, you mean?
Invisio.
He's the invisible man?
Invisalign?
He was invaded somewhere.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Invalidated.
Yeah, this, like this story,
like this anecdote. But they all are so competitive with benefits and perks for workers in Silicon Valley that because they could Facebook and Apple and NVIDIA and all these companies are poaching each other. So people want to stay home and they're just saying, "I don't want to go back to work because they want to wear sweatpants."
Yes.
And so they're not going back. These companies aren't, and they spend all of this money, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars on these complexes with all the millennial workspaces.
Dude, these complexes are unbelievable. Google and Apple and all those Silicon Valley complexes, it's like it'd be an absolute dream place to have to go to work.
Yeah, but, and you guys, listen, you guys have been doing this the whole time, but I got to be honest with you. I know the show is better in person. I know it's better when you guys can just mock me to my face as opposed to over the screen.
Yeah, mocking over the screen is very difficult. Timing of that is awkward.
Well, I'd like to think I have a little bit of perspective in a unique situation because I have been coming in every day, as you know, well-documented heroes. But my wife has also been working from home this entire time, and a lot of the world is sort of waiting on what's going to happen with the kids. Like, can you get the kids back in school full time? Like, what are their are there summer activities available for kids? And if there's nothing available, then, you know, parents will stay home and they should be allowed to stay home. But some companies are varying on their stances. Some are saying, you know what, we're not going to make you come in 5 days a week, like in the immediate future. So just don't worry about that until you, you know, figure out the rest of your lives. So I think there's a balance here. Maybe don't invest all that money in a structure if you're a company.
Well, I tell you from here on out, they're not gonna.
Right. They built it before the pandemic and they built it, say, in 2010 and the millennial workspace, and you got to have open concept and you got to have coffee rooms and espresso machines and video games and relaxation rooms and all. So they spent all this money to attract people. It's like the condos downtown. If you read anything about amenities, all these buildings spend all this money on amenities. Yeah. And then people are like, maybe I want to go out. So maybe I don't want the amenities so much here. So that's what's happened, except on billions of dollars of scale. And you texters who are explaining what NVIDIA is to me as if I don't know where my brother-in-law works because of these jamokes.
They're talking to me. Don't take it that personally. They're going after me and Tammy and Shane.
Have you ever used a computer before? No, virgin, I haven't. Shut the hell up. It's a joke, dude.
God.
Artificial intelligence computing leadership from NVIDIA. And many texters are being like, I hate these dumb jocks who don't know what NVIDIA is. Are you a caveman?
God.
Yeah.
But Speaks.
Yes.
You're happy to be back in studio.
I'm happy to be back in studio. But
isn't there a butt there?
Of course there is.
There is for me.
Every once in a while. Of course there is.
And you hate that, Tanny.
I do. You know, I'm biased because, you know, I don't know if you guys knew this, but I've been coming in so since the beginning.
Here, here.
Also, you know what? This seems like a good time for me to remind you guys. I bought dinner and I was happy to do
that's right. But you did split it.
But I will say,
it's a lot of bad info.
Thank you. I enjoy being able to upload a lot of my stuff remotely. I can work at my own pace at home and then be in right before the show meeting and not miss a beat. So being at work less, I think, is good for everyone's mental health. But the problem I've seen, my wife and other people, they are working a lot more at home. And people still choose, like in some cases, I'd rather be at home even though I'm working more because I get to be comfortable at least in my own home.
Yeah, but that's the thing. There, I'm sure among the 2,880 Apple employees who have drafted this letter, there are some who have legitimately found a way to work just as effectively from home, and it also helps them manage their lives, and it makes sense. But there's also some who are like, yep, let me sign up on that class action lawsuit. Give me a little piece of that myself. What can I do?
They'll get lawsuits one way or another.
Yeah.
If you get people back working in a building again, you know, people get creepy.
I think that's pretty reasonable from Apple's perspective. Not to defend the man, but 3 days a week?
Boo! This guy, boo!
You suit! Scab! Get him out of here, you corporate guy. Jeez.
I'm with you, man.
I just...
it's completely ridiculous.
Yes.
Come to work. Come to work. Earn money.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's something that we probably should do. Yeah. Casey Johnson in 25 minutes. But the idea of what we say actually mattering locally. Not us, but you. It's next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.